Welcome to the Muskie 360 Northwoods Fishing Report. I'm your host, JSC from the Muskie Shop and the Muskie 360 Podcast, covering the week up to Thursday, September 3rd here in North Central Wisconsin, specifically the area in and around Oneida and Vilas County. And we got a couple special guests here. Today we've got Fred Palermo from Off the Hook
Fishing Adventures.
Off the Hook Fishing Adventures. You can reach him at the Muskie Shop as well. And the great Elmer Jensen.
Yes, sir.
Yep, that's him.
That's me.
He's here in the flesh. So, he's showing off his name tag. Very nice, Elmer. Classy touch. And boys, it's September. Okay, just like that. Fred, well, actually, both of you guys were involved with the... Fred, why don't you tell them about it?
So we're involved with the World Muskie Hunt, which started back in 1977. So this year was our 50th anniversary. And it's a great, fun organization. And there's people from all over the state and all over the country that come and fish. We get people from Illinois, people from West Virginia, all over. Lots of fun, lots of great camaraderie. And
yeah, and you guys had 3 days of fishing last week, last Thursday through Saturday, right?
Correct, yep. And in those 3 days, there were 42 fish caught that were 34 inches or better.
Right, and there's not a whole lot of people. This isn't a 1,100-person tournament.
No, there's probably 54 pass hunters and 22 new contestants.
Very good catch ratio then.
That yes,
was
it
some
was.
Good fishing. And yep, you said there's some big ones too.
Yeah, there was a 49.5 caught, a 48.5 caught, and there were quite a few fish that were in the 40-inch caliber size.
And you caught several yourself, and you just sent me some photos. I'll put that up on social media later as soon as we can. And what was the bite like for everybody?
There was a big variety of things that were, you know, fish were caught on a huge variety. There were fish caught on suex, on some dive and rise, blades, top water. There were fish moving on all kinds of different things. So I know some people had some fish on rubber during the tournament. So it was kind of all over the board. It seemed like there were some fish on the outside edge and in some deeper water, but the lakes I was fishing, everything was relating to shallow weeds. And so I had been fishing guiding up until the World Muskie Hunt. And 2 days prior to that, everything I saw was in shallow weeds. One day I was fortunate enough to connect and have showings from 10 different fish on one day with 5 with hooks in them. And only landed 2, but that's how it goes. We had fun. My clients all had fun. Had some good action that day. We lost a couple of real nice fish, but that's how it is.
Bucktails and swim baits kind of bite?
Yeah, it was bucktails, swim baits, and topwater. Had some action, some really good action on topwater, too. Moving a lot of fish and lost a real nice one on a topwater bait.
And you like your Lake X stuff, like Fat Bees? And
yep, Fatty
you like
Bees.
Your,
I like the Livingston
Mustang.
Big Macs.
And a Big Mac topwater.
Big Mac topwater, Livingston Mustang, Musk Innovations paddle tail. I know during that World Muskie Hunt event, there was a special lure put out from Suic for the 50th year anniversary. And one of my buddies caught one on that special edition.
Now that's cool.
He caught a 48.5 incher on the one.
Dang.
So
what's your bucktail arsenal looking like? Are you using mid-size stuff, like double eights?
Yep, I'm using different 7/8s. And then just depending upon the people and the capabilities of the people, you know, I had it on, lost some fish on my single custom homemade Freddy lure.
Oh, that thing. Yeah, yeah. We won't say the name of it on live.
It's not a bad name. It's the FP Turd Burglar. There's nothing wrong with that.
There you
that's
go. Okay. What do you think about that, Elmer?
It's unique, that's for sure, and it works. Fred and I designed that lure. I helped him put it together and everything, and it's been very successful. Believe it or not, folks. Muskies love it.
But not for sale. Elmer, how was the the world hunt for you? You were involved as well.
Yeah. I fished on Friday and we did okay, but we didn't really put anything in the boat. We did have one fish on and lost it, but yeah. Saturday was the day to fish, though. 17 fish were caught that day. It was totally opposite of Friday. It was cloudy, overcast, a little drizzly, kind of humid. It's just a perfect musky day.
Oh, the perfect musky day.
All day, yeah.
Yeah, and then Sunday the winds went out of the east. I know that because I went out.
Yeah. And then, of course, Friday was very sunny, bright, high pressure. Didn't hardly even see any fish on Friday. But
there were five fish caught that day.
Yeah,
five fish during the World Musky.
You can see the difference in that weather change that came in overnight. And now that 49 and a half was caught too on Saturday.
You guys know what that was taken on? The 48 and a half was caught on that Suic, 9-inch Suic.
No, yeah, the 48.
What type
of lure? I don't know what the 49, unless Fred does.
But I'm not sure what that was. I wouldn't.
Okay, no biggie. It was kind of outside. I know there's a great variety of lakes.
Lake that the guy was fishing was a big lake, a lot of weeds. And I've fished that lake for years, and that lake will turn on this time of year, just pre-turnover, and it's a very good lake.
Up in the northeast section of our area. Sure.
Yep,
makes sense. Yep. Let's look at the forecast real quick here for the upcoming week. Thursday, 78, partly cloudy, a lot of partly cloudy stuff with like a chance of storms and or rain every day. Friday, 77, Saturday, 80, Sunday, 78, Monday, 76, and next Tuesday, 77, mild at night too, like lows around 60 every night. So the cool down has kind of been halted temporarily here, and it looks like after Labor Day, probably starting the Wednesday after Labor Day, we'll start to see some significant cool downs, which will kick in, even more so people wanting to start to use suckers and all that, the game plan. I noticed just walking out a few spots over the weekend that there's shallow bait fish in schools firing all over the place in 2 feet of water. So that's a really cool sign, I believe. And have you guys done any other, Fred, you do a lot of multi-species trips, walleye, crappie, anything like that?
Yeah,
this
not since last week, early in the week. I did a walleye trip. We had some success. We were fishing on anywhere from 25 to 30 feet on some of the deeper, clearer lakes. And then we also did some crappie fishing on that same trip. And we got, a couple of walleyes and got into some crappies. And the crappies were kind of relating to like the 9-10 feet of water and weeds. And I predominantly am just using plastics for my crappies. And the walleye has been jig and crawler and jig and leech.
Okay. So, yep. When does the crappie really kick in? Is it when the water temps reach like 60 degrees consistently, or a lot of people live for that that early fall kind of crappie sensation,
I've pretty much been on them all summer long. I haven't had too many days where it's been tough. I mean, a few days, we're always going to have it, but it just got to adjust and figure out what you got to do. I think the bite's been fairly good for me for the past month.
Sounds good. All righty. Another special guest here at the Fishing Report today. We got Al Frost from Al Frost Guide Service. Is that correct? How do people contact?
Rodberg Guide Service.
That's right. Right. And you can get a hold of us here at the Muskie Shop too, to get a hold of Al. Al, how has fishing been this past week?
It continues to be strong. Fishing continues to be pretty good.
Yeah. You did a few muskie trips and a few multi-species, I take it?
Yeah. We did we were in muskies yesterday, so I got walleye today, but muskies seem to be moved pretty shallow and weedy. They weren't edgy either. They were up on the weed flat. And it was kind of surprised me because the water was still 70 when we got out there yesterday, and they were up in like 6 feet of water.
Okay, yeah, and yesterday was a very warm, coming off the humidity, just brutally warm day.
Sucked the joy right out of the day.
Just sweating all day, but...
Still wondering if I'm ever going to see those underwear again.
Okay, thanks for sharing that one.
Yeah, well, what was it, bucktails again, just like last week that was getting those shallow fish?
Bucktails and cranes.
Crane baits.
Yeah, got one on a crane.
Okay. Well, that's a good little lively, little snappy little bait you can use in and around weeds. Very buoyant.
It pops right back up for you. That's a nice bait for this kind of application. And you get on a flat, you can cover a lot of ground because they cast good, and you can just keep it twitching, and there's a lot of flash. So you get the flash of a bucktail, but you still get the profile of a minnow bait, a lot of belly roll. I'm a fan, you can tell. I'm throwing cranes for many, many years.
Yeah. They're a notorious, famous, beautiful tool to use for muskies. I know we've got some coming in. We've got a few. We got a few left in the shop here, but do you replace the split rings on there, or do you run stock?
I usually replace the split rings. If you replace hooks on a crane, don't go too big because you'll kill the belly roll on it.
Right, too much weight.
And if you use split rings, don't go too big because you'll have hook entanglements all the time.
Yep. Good tip.
You can replace the stuff, but you got to be judicious in your selections.
Perfect. How has walleye smallmouth that
the program? Walleye thing continues to surprise me. It's just been great.
And you said last week it was probably the best overall walleye fishing year you've ever seen.
No doubt. I mean, I keep telling the guys, don't expect this next year because it's probably not ever going to happen again. It's just been unbelievable. We'll see what the weather did. You know, last night we had some storms up here, but we'll see what the weather did today. But I don't think we should have any problems finding them again today.
Okay. Still the same program where you're fishing in and around deeper sand grass on lakes that have it?
Yeah. The only difference, we were in like 25 feet and now we're more in like 18, but it's still if it's a bare bottom, it's not going to happen for me. I have to have some fuzz on the bottom or it's not going on.
Okay. Okay. Good tip. And I'll let you go for it. I know you got things to do.
I got to get on the road here. So thanks for having me and see you all again soon.
Okay. Thanks, Al.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, to the Muskie 360 Fishing Report. And we'll be back next week after the Labor Day weekend. Give you another one.